back to the Peter Mac Show. We're beginning the second hour of our show here on this Sunday, September 9th, 2 days before the sixth anniversary of November 9/11, 9/11 2001, of course. My special guest with me on the phone is Larkin Rose, and he is the author of How to Be a Successful Tyrant, The Megalomaniac Manifesto. Larkin, how can they get a hold of your book?
Oh, yeah, I guess we should mention that. Tyrantbook.com on the internet. TyrantBook.com.
Okay.
All one word.
Right.
And
they can even read the first chapter of the book there, I believe. Is that not?
Yeah, that's
the case?
Right. It's posted up as a PDF file, so you can read the first chapter.
Right.
See what you think. And
right.
It's funny because I've had a few people read it who said it basically converted them all the way over to where I am, which is fell off the political spectrum entirely, which stunned me because it doesn't try to do anything of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of the things about the book is when you go out there and say, you know, that politician killed somebody, you know, Bill Clinton had all these people murdered, or George W. Bush did this on purpose, you know, people can get caught up in arguing the facts, which is fine and useful and good.
Right.
But if you back up and say, all right, we know there are evil people in the world. We know they like power. We know they gravitate towards positions of power. What would it look like if they achieved power? And if you go from that perspective, instead of picking one guy and arguing about whether he's good or evil, because
mm-hmm.
the people who voted for him will say he's good, and the people who voted against him will say he's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the other guy's candidate. But if you go at it from the basis of what would they do if really nasty evil people got into power, and you walk down the line of here's the message they'd give, here's how they'd give it,
mm-hmm.
you know, here's all the little details they'd give, all the little ways mm-hmm. they would get their message out, all the excuses
mm-hmm.
they'd use to increase their own power,
mm-hmm.
and then you compare that with what we have and see mm-hmm. that it matches exactly. You know, you can argue all you want about the details of who did what or who knew what when,
mm-hmm.
but the fact is, what we have now is exactly what we have if Washington, D.C. was run by the evilest people in the world. And something that people bring up is, well, we're not as bad as Hitler's Germany or Stalin's Russia. I mean, we don't
mm-hmm.
get murdered in the streets by the millions.
Right.
And that's true. And I would say there's one reason that's true. It's called firearms.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because the people in Washington are any better. It's
mm-hmm.
because they're scared of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they want to disarm us. And
right.
Stalin said it and Hitler said it. You know, why on earth would we let these people have guns? They're our subjects. We want to control them.
Mm-hmm.
You let them have guns, we can't control them. But
it's interesting. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just thinking of an interesting parallel, Larkin. Years ago, I listened to this radio talk show hosted by a psychologist who eventually committed suicide for whatever reason. And he would have many people on, and I mean, he would talk about mostly marital relations, you know. And he said, you know, women would come in for counseling and stuff, and they would have been beaten by their husband, and he would say, you know, why do you stay with him? You know, and sometimes there are reasons like, you know, they don't have enough money to be out on their own or stuff like that. But a lot of times they'd say, well, I still love him. And he would say to the woman, what do you love about him? And they would have something that would totally overlook the fact that the husband is physically beating them. And I just wonder if there's something parallel to that in our society. In other words, a person has this concept of their mate, and I could even imagine maybe it's the case in child abuse in some case, where they look at this person and they say, I love this person. This person is the world to me. And so even when that person commits some, you know, horrible act to them, they have a hard time believing that. And so there's a sort of denial that comes about. And I guess we're due for a break, Larkin, so I'll have to ask you to hold on to your thoughts and respond afterwards. We'll be back in a minute, folks.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in here on this September 9th. My special guest is Larkin Rose, and we're discussing his book, How to Be a Successful Tyrant. Sorry, I had a little technical difficulty there, lost my connection to the network, and thanks for bearing with us. These things happen sometimes when you're communicating over the internet. But anyway, Larkin's book is called How to Be a Successful Tyrant, and you can purchase that at www.tyrantbook.com. You can also read the first chapter there. He's got it in PDF form. So Larkin, as usual, I interrupted you, and we were talking about the fact that we just have a hard time believing that people would be this evil. And I still have a hard time, frankly.
Right, and you had just brought up the spousal abuse thing, which is a known psychological syndrome.
Right.
You know, husband abuses the wife, and the wife won't press charges, won't leave, and, you know, all the psychologists and all the cops are just so frustrated because why does she put up with this? And so I got to read a short paragraph from How to Be a Successful Tyrant.
Larkin, let me ask you to speak up just a little bit louder into the phone, if you could.
Sure.
Thank you.
This is under the heading Battered Citizenry Syndrome. There is a psychological phenomenon, often termed battered spouse syndrome, in which a woman who is frequently physically abused by her husband continues to stay with him. Although there are complex psychological explanations for why people tolerate such abuse, often it boils down to fearing insecurity and unpredictability more than pain. A wife who doesn't know where she would go and can't picture living alone will often choose to put up with whatever her scumbag husband can dish out. There is a lesson there in human psychology that any would-be tyrant would do well to learn. If you can make your victims scared enough of what life would be like without you, they will tolerate almost any level of abuse.
Wow, that is insightful.
So it's funny that you brought that up. And then it goes into the example of the IRS. Everybody knows they're unfair, they're vicious, they don't follow their rules. And I'm not even talking about the issue of what's taxable and that. Just in their everyday operations, they're vicious and ruthless and unreasonable. But if you say, let's get rid of them, people say, well, how would the government function? It's the abused, you know, it's the abused spouse. And they put up with it. And the sad thing is even the Declaration of Independence even points that out. This is quote, and the book quotes it here, quote, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed, end quote. So they knew it, that people will put up with tyranny because it's comfortable, because they're used to it. And this is even true of people in what we'd view as way worse regimes.
Right.
And you think, why isn't everybody fleeing their country?
Right.
You know, if you have, they're killing people by the millions and eventually people flee, but you think, why did it take you that long?
Right.
And it's because people like what they're comfortable with. It doesn't matter how nasty, how vicious it is, they're scared of the unpredictable. And tyrants will use that as a tool against people. You know, you're used to this. We're going to turn up the heat. We're going to make it a little bit worse. You do it a little bit at a time, and you're not going to do anything about it. Because you're scared to death of what would happen with either leaving the country, having a revolution, doing anything serious. Any serious change, people, it scares the heck out of people. They don't like unpredictability. So you'll put up with a lot. We'll inch it along slowly until you're completely under our boot heel, and there's nothing you can do about it. And they know it works, so they do it.
Right. Larkin, there's a movie out now, a foreign film, which I happen to see. I was attracted to it because it's in German. It's called Das Leben der Anderen, and it means the lives of others. And it's all about the East German Stasi investigating this playwright in East Germany in 1984. And the reason I bring it up is because I was struck by the parallels about how the IRS treats people and you know, the fact that they can get a search warrant. Of course, you know better than most people of how bogus a search warrant can be, or how easily a government or law enforcement can obtain a search warrant from a judge or a magistrate. And I was watching this movie, and I was just struck by when the Stasi approaches apartment and say, let us in, we're going to look for propaganda and stuff. And I thought, that's what you experienced, and it's the IRS. You know, and I was just struck by the parallel. So I would encourage people to get that movie and take a look at it. It's called The Lives of Others. That's the English thing. It's done in subtitles, but look at that movie and ask yourself, you know, is our government moving in that direction? And to what degree have we already moved in that direction? And this is East Germany 23 years ago, just, you know, 5 years before the collapse of the Berlin Wall.
Right. And there's the phenomenon of, you know, hindsight is always 20/20, as the saying
right.
goes. We
right.
look at Germany and we say, how the heck didn't they see that coming?
Right.
I mean, when they say, get on this cattle train, why did you do it?
Right.
And the reason they do it is the exact same reason that most people in America, when the cops randomly pull you over, say, have you been drinking? No, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May I go, sir?
Right.
Instead of saying, who the hell are you to ask me and pull me over?
Right.
Where's your probable cause? People
right.
are so trained to be subservient and obedient
right.
that it keeps getting worse and worse. And when we look back at something like, you know, Hitler's Germany, where we know the outcome, we can
right.
look at when it was getting bad and think that's when you should have resisted. But then we go about our lives, and when it is that bad here, oh, well, I don't want to make waves. I'll go along. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I do what the cops tell me. And it's just so, it's so sad that, that people, they don't learn from history.
And we're conditioned incrementally. You know, I had Edwin Vieira on this show a month or so ago, and he won't fly because of all the hassle you have to go through. And the, when you think about what you go through to board an airplane now, where this government agency can come and, you know, pull you aside supposedly at random and frisk you and, you know, almost undress you. And people just, we've gotten used to it now. That's just the status quo since 9/11. And once we've gotten used to that, what will be the next step? Will they have people completely disrobed? Will they, you know, x-ray people or subject them to some other kind of mechanical or electronic surveillance before they board the plane, all in the name of, you know, airline safety? And it's amazing to watch people just line up. And I know other people have looked at that, observed that, and said, my gosh, that's just like in Nazi Germany, preparing these people to get on the train cars, you know, before they were whisked off to the concentration camps.
Yep.
And it's just, we incrementally, we give up our rights very easily, it seems.
Yeah. And it's slow and gradual training that most people just don't notice. I mean, the friend of mine was just telling me how he was in the New York subways, and over the intercom comes, all baggage is subject to random search.
Right.
And he just, you know, it's not like he didn't already know what the country was like, but just sort of looked around and was like, did that strike anybody else as a little Orwellian?
Right.
Just think, could you search our stuff for the heck of it?
Right.
No probable cause, no justification, and nobody notices. Because
right.
they've been trained. Oh, well, this is for our own good.
Right.
That's what Hitler said. He didn't say, get on these trains because I really don't like you guys. I'm going to kill you.
Right.
We're helping the country. We're fixing this problem.
Right.
And it's just, it's sad that you if you do it incrementally, you can get to just ridiculous amounts of tyranny, and most people will go along.
Right.
And
you've often cited, Larkin, the famous, is it the Milliken experiment?
Oh, Stanley Milgram?
Milgram experiment, yeah.
Yeah, people will, if they perceive an authority figure telling them to hurt somebody else, they'll do it. You know, the experiments are really in-depth, really detailed, really scientific. His book's called Obedience to Authority. But what it boils down to is people are so indoctrinated to believe authority that when authority tells them to inflict pain on a stranger, a perfectly innocent stranger, and there's not even a threat, it's not do this or we'll throw you in jail, it's just do this because
right.
we told you to,
right.
most people will do it just because they perceive an authority told them to.
Right.
And that is the biggest, you know, by far, the biggest tool of tyrants is respect for authority in and of itself, just because
right.
it's authority.
Right.
And the Americans have it, you know, the Germans had it, the Soviets had it. And if you read, like I recently read some accounts of the Nazi stuff, and it's gruesome to read what they put up with.
Right. Hold that thought, Larkin. We'll be back in a couple minutes, folks. If you want to call in, the lines are open at 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Peter Mac Show on this September 9th. My special guest is Larkin Rose, and he is the author of How to Be a Successful Tyrant. And also, Larkin, did you listen to the theme music as we just came back into the show right then?
Yep.
You recognize that?
Extremist hate music.
Is that what that is? You want to tell the folks, you want to tell the listeners about it?
That's a short clip of one of the songs from an album I'm working on. Most of which was written while I was in prison for a crime I didn't commit. And I'll be getting them done one at a time.
And will that album be available for mass consumption?
Yep. I'm actually, it's not quite set up now, but soon I'll have my website, larkinrose.com, and it'll show where to go. People can listen to the songs all they want there or download them for like a buck or something.
Okay,
but most of it was written while I was inside. All I had was this really crummy acoustic guitar, but it was enough.
All right. Very good. Folks, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number. We have a little over a half hour left. So what do we do about this problem, Mark? And here we are in America, and we see, the obliteration of our rights and, governments growing. As Thomas Jefferson said, I think it was Thomas Jefferson said that, when government, the tendency is for government to grow and for liberty to recede. And of course, that's been happening and even apparently accelerating in just the last, 6 years since 9/11. What do we do about it?
Well, one of the main reasons I wanted to write the book is that it's sort of like, if I wrote a how-to manual for phone scammers who call old people and trick them into giving their credit card numbers out, and
right.
I hand that around so people can read it and go, whoa, I got to watch out for that. I don't want to fall for that, is I'm hoping that the people who read this book will realize when government suggests anything, when it has any solution to any problem, when it says, oh, we have to deal with this thing, watch out, because they don't care about you. They're doing it for their own power, and that's all. And the reason tyranny works is because the people get tricked. Like I said, they can't do it by brute force anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We outgun them 1,000 to 1.
Right.
They cannot do it the old-fashioned thug way, which is just, you'll do what we say or we'll shoot you. Well, there's 100 million of us and we have guns, so that isn't going to work. The way they do it is tricking people. And if people understand
right.
how it's done, when people, like, when I listen to a political campaign, or I'm sure when you do, when a lot of pro-freedom people do, they hear right through it. They know the motive. They know the lies. They know
right.
what wasn't said. They know the scheme behind it. But most people still fall for it because they still want to believe that these people care about us,
mm-hmm.
that they really are concerned about these problems. And they just don't recognize the monster that's right in front of them with the nice hairdo and the happy smile.
Right.
They can't see what he is. If tomorrow everybody woke up and could see into the hearts of every politician that came up, no more tyranny. It's over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if the trick doesn't work, the totalitarianism doesn't work. Because it's all based on deception. It's all based on tricking people into giving these things up voluntarily. Well, if I have to go through the metal detector and take off my shoes and surrender my nail clippers for security, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not for security. You're being trained to be a peasant.
Right.
Well, if we have to have these, extra powers to the government to protect us, then it's not about that. It's about controlling you.
Right.
Well, if we have to pay a little more in taxes to take care of the poor, it's not to take care of the poor. It's to control you.
Right.
And if people get to the point where they understand that, and they know, the guy calling on the phone is a crook. It doesn't matter what he sounds like. And the guy running for office is a crook. It doesn't matter how compassionate he sounds like or how much he pretends to care about us. If people would recognize the patterns of tyrants, what they do, the terms they use, the schemes they come up with, then they just wouldn't work. You wouldn't even need a revolution. You wouldn't even need violent resistance. If people just said, I'm not going to put you in power. I'm not going to do what you told me to do. I'm not going along with this because I know what you are, and I know what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the book points out, all political power is an illusion. We're each of us trained to think that we're this one individual against this monstrous superpower. You can't resist. You can't do anything. And if only one person stands up, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, all of their power comes from us putting up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we put up with it, not you and I, but the country, because the country still falls for the same old tricks that have been around
right.
for hundreds of years. I mean, Alexander Hamilton said, if tyranny ever comes to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who
right,
hears that in school?
I'm glad you mentioned that quote, because I was searching for that in my mind. Couldn't remember who had said it.
And the other founders said the same things. Watch out for this. We don't want a standing army, and here's why. We don't
right.
want gun control, and here's why. We don't
right.
want wealth redistribution, and here's why.
Right.
And they knew, because they knew their history, they knew the pattern of tyrants, and people just didn't heed the warnings and didn't remember them, and all for the same stuff over again.
And here we are. We'll be back in a couple minutes, folks, with Larkin Rose. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Okay, welcome back to the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in. My special guest with me today is Larkin Rose, the most frequent guest I've ever had on this program in my entire almost 6 years now. Larkin, the first time I had you on was November 16th, 2001, about a week after I met you and Tessa and your daughter here in Pennsylvania. So looks like we have our first guest on the line, Butch from Missouri. Butch, go ahead. You're on the Peter Mac Show.
Hello, guys. Glad to see you're out and about, Larkin.
Glad to be out and about. Thanks.
Yeah, well, I followed your adventures until they put you in the pokey, and then I kind of lost track of you, so it's good to hear you there now. I wanted to give one comment and ask a couple of questions. I was in the U.S. Army at the time that Castro was being installed, and he was installed by Ike Eisenhower, our own little tyrant. And a lot of people are unaware of that, but it was quite evident to anybody who could look at a picture or read. The big magazine at that time was Life magazine. I don't know, you may not be familiar with that, but
I'm familiar with it.
Okay, Margaret Bourke White was the photojournalist and world famous for it, and she followed the entire Castro revolution, we got puff pieces by her all about life with Castro, and the New York Times called him the George Washington of Cuba.
Yep.
And at that time, due to all of the photography, if you had any familiarity with a military uniform at the time, he was wearing United States Army fatigues and field cap.
Mm-hmm.
All of his people wore that same dress, and you wondered, where did they get that stuff? Raul Castro, his brother, and his girlfriend posed for Margaret Bourke White carrying the newest wonder weapon of the time the Army had. It was called the grease gun. It was a 45 caliber submachine gun. They didn't keep it very long because it was notoriously inaccurate. You're liable to shoot yourself or somebody else with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't get them. They were new on it, but we were not, the U.S. Army was not permitted to have them, but Castro's friends and family got them. Well, it was many years later that I ran across a CB who had been stationed at Gitmo at the time, and as everybody did, why, he occasionally had to pull guard and guard the many dumps there. Ammunition dumps, food, clothing, whatever, everything was buried in sort of a cellar-like arrangement all over the place. Well, whenever they would go on guard, they would assign them to a particular group or position, but they would leave a bunch of them open toward the fence. And they were instructed that you will not see anything and you'll not say anything. And Castro's boys had come cut the fence, come in and take whatever they had been assigned to take. They didn't bother anything else. They didn't want to get shot accidentally.
Mm.
But, yes, our tyrant, good old Ike, I Like Ike was the slogan,
mm-hmm.
Installed Castro. And,
can I ask you a question? Sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
Are you saying this is chronicled in Life magazine back in
Life magazine every week. Go back and go to your public library if you can get it.
Do you know what year that was? 61, 62?
That was in the early 50s. You can check on the net. 53, somewhere in there. 52,
oh.
51, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
But it would be one of those years. You can check that on the net. Is when did...
when they chronicled that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The previous tyrant was run out. He'd served his purpose, and the Ike government didn't like him, so it was time for a real commie to come in. Of course, nobody was told that he was a communist when he came in.
Mm-hmm.
He was told that he was an American baseball player and trained in law, a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Getting his training in the U.S. is what we were told. And it was only later that he turned red. He brought a bunch of people up. He was invited to talk to the U.N. or something. And he brought a bunch of his supporters to New York. And they brought their chickens with them. And they turned the chickens loose in the big fancy hotel where they stayed. And they were killing chickens and roasting them. In an effort to shock the public, and it was then he announced he was really red.
Do you have a question for us, Butch?
Yes. What I was going to ask you is, can I get a copy of your book, a signed copy?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'd like to do that. And can I pay for it by check?
Yeah, if people want to do it by mail, because I understand lots of people don't like the whole credit card and bank routine.
No cards.com.
Yep, I certainly sympathize with that. So, yeah, the mail address is just attention.
Hold this
in my name.
I'll write it down. I take it it's not on your website.
No, it's not. So
just a second, please.
Sure.
Okay, the mailing address is?
Larkin Rose, Box 653.
Box 653.
Huntingdon Valley.
Huntington.
Huntingdon Valley, Pennsylvania, 19006.
19006. And then what is my cost with shipping and handling?
With shipping, it comes to $16.99. That includes the $4 for shipping and handling.
Okay, good. Well.
And anything else, Butch?
Not at this time. I'll get a check in the mail there to you, Larkin, and congratulations on your freedom.
Thank you very much. What there is of it, anyway. It's a lot more than it was before, at least.
Okay.
But, thank you for your call, Butch. Let's just remind people,
thank
then,
thank you
Larkin.
Guys for bringing this forth.
Thank you.
Larkin, I got a request from somebody sending me an email that would like to know more about songs that you wrote while you were incarcerated. You want to respond to that?
There's about 12 of them. I'm after I finish another book I'm working on, which will be very soon, I hope to be able to do put a lot of time into the music, because that's basically what I would be doing if not for all the pro-freedom stuff that's been sort of what my life turned into for the last 8 years or so. But I have a little computer-based studio in my basement with keyboards and stuff that I hope sounds a lot more impressive than it looks. But I'll be releasing like one song at a time. There's 12 of them. It's a very pro-freedom album, and I always felt like, at least for me and some other pro-freedom music I've heard, it always sort of felt contrived. It felt like a lecture with music in the background. And for some reason, while I was inside, that suddenly disappeared. And I was able to, you know, because music is about emotion. It's not about intellectual stuff. And for some reason, the songs just started flying out, and I would write them down. Like I said, all I had was an acoustic guitar, and piano is mostly what I play. So there's probably going to be 10 or 12 songs on the album, all about one kind or another of pro-freedom. If you go to lookimrich.com, lookimrich.com, I don't know why that's the name, and no, I'm not rich, but if you go there and do a search for my name, you can listen to the song called Think, which is...
Oh, okay, good.
That's
I was
going to
ask how people could hear that, because you'd sent me a copy.
You can listen to it there for free. I want to remix that even, but I'll be releasing one song at a time as I get them done.
Right.
So that's fun. I was just noticing that one thing about the Tyrant book is it has a zillion quotes from people, and I was just mentioning how these Tyrant tricks aren't new. We've been warned about them forever.
Right.
And I thought I'd just do a few of these quick quotes to show how long things have been this way. Adolf Hitler, quote, "The broad masses of a population are more amenable to the appeal of rhetoric than to any other force," end quote. Joseph Stalin, quote, "Print is the sharpest and the strongest weapon of our party," end quote.
Right.
You know, they knew full well that the guns come secondary. Here's another one from Stalin. "Ideas are far more powerful than guns," We don't allow our enemies to have guns. Why should we allow them to have ideas? End
right.
quote. And those are from tyrants, but the pro-freedom people have been warning forever, too. Edmund Burke, quote, "The people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion," end quote.
Right.
In other words, people are always tricked out of it because, oh, we really need to do that. Speaking of needing to do it, William Pitt, quote, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves," end
right.
quote.
Larkin, I can think of a quote that I don't think appears in your book, fairly famous quote from President JFK, and it's, I don't think I'm paraphrasing much. It's something to the effect, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country."
Yep, that's pretty close. Yeah, that was not in the book.
Right, and it's, you know, why do either? Why expect your country to do something for you, that is the government, to serve you, and why are we subservient to the government?
Right, why don't you
and
ask
yet, JFK
what you can do
posed
for yourself
that as
and
if,
your neighbor?
He posed that dichotomy as if it's one or the other.
Right. Right. Why not ask what you can do for yourselves and your neighbor and ignore the government?
Right.
And, here's one from Plato. Quote, "This and no other is the root from which a tyrant springs. When he first appears, he is a protector."
Wow.
And I actually got the quote I attributed to Hamilton. It was actually James Madison.
I was wondering about that. Okay. Say that quote again, yeah, because I think that's so pertinent to today, when we're constantly told by the government that we're fighting this war on terrorism, which,
right.
again, is how do you fight an abstract concept?
Right.
You can fight people, but how do you fight an abstract concept?
Yeah, and people are so not used to seeing tyranny when they're promised protection. Mm-hmm. Where did that quote go? Oh, here it is. "If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy," James Madison.
Yep.
So these are, you know, these warnings have been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Plato, "When the tyrant has disposed of foreign enemies by conquest or treaty, and there is nothing to fear from them, then he is always stirring up some war or other in order that the people may require a leader,"
yep.
end quote. I mean, this isn't new. This is what tyrants have been doing forever.
Right.
Charles de Gaulle, quote, "In order to become the master, the politician poses as the servant."
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on forever, and people keep falling for it because they don't know these things. And
right.
they don't think, and they're not suspicious enough because they're not evil enough.
Right.
They don't think like tyrants. So they think that when someone comes along and says, "I have a solution to this nasty problem of drug abuse or poverty or foreign invaders or terrorism or crime or,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever the, you know, healthcare, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah." If people think from the perspective of, what would a tyrant say to me if he
mm-hmm.
wanted control,
mm-hmm.
then they'll start to recognize that all of these so-called solutions have one goal in mind, and it's never to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the book gets into how things to be feared are the main thing that tyrants use. They can find something that you're scared of. They will say, oh, quick, give me lots of power and I'll protect you.
Mm-hmm.
If we can help the poor and we can improve education and we can blah, 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 like the politicians in every campaign, "I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that." Well, how are you going to do it? Well, he doesn't say how he's going to do it, because how he's going to do it is steal our money and grab control of whatever he says he's going to fix.
Right.
Because you can't fix education if you don't, A, rob us, and B, control education.
Right.
But they don't mention that part.
Right.
They talk as if it's all good intentions. Speaking of which, here's the last quote I'll give for now. Daniel Webster, quote, "Good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern.
Mm-hmm.
They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters," end quote.
Mm-hmm.
And people,
a lot of wisdom from people back in the ages on this concept.
Yeah, especially from people who, you know, had revolutions and really put things on the line and got thrown in prison for saying the king is a fink.
Right.
And but they still said it because they knew how important it was. And now we're sort of, you know, we're resting on our laurels. Well, we're rich.
Right.
We have our beer. We have our widescreen TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we care? And so we, you know, and of course, the media and the education system, the two biggest branches of authoritarian propaganda,
right,
are never going to, you know, echo any of these quotes we're hearing. They're not going to talk about this stuff, because why would they? And they come across, they pretend to be, oh, we're very objective and we're, you know, we're independent.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a quote in the book from the former chief of staff of the New York Times admitting, we're not independent. People in power pull the strings. We do what we want. If we said what we actually thought, we'd get fired the next day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you a little example of that, too. And, you know, you and I have different thoughts on Ron Paul, perhaps, but he was in Iowa here about a month ago near Des Moines, and he wasn't invited to be a part of the other Republicans that were there. And the other Republicans were holding some kind of convention in one hall, and the supporters of Ron Paul, which outnumbered all the supporters of all other candidates combined, marched into the hall in mass and started shouting his name, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, sort of drowning out what was going on, and it was completely ignored by the major media. And the reason I only know about it is because I know people from here that drove up and actually participated. But you won't hear anything about that on the major media. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Larkin Rose. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And there you have a little bit of Larkin's song, Think, part of a prelude to my show there, some of the theme music. And we're back for just a few minutes, Larkin, so we better begin to summarize any closing thoughts that you might have. And once again, tell people how they can get a hold of your book.
Right. You can get the book at Tyrant or www.tyrantbook, all one word, TYRANTBOOK.com. And, yeah, it's really the point of the book is so people start to get a glimpse of what the world looks like to the megalomaniacs, the evil people who don't care what they do to anybody else, who mm-hmm. just love their own power and love dominion over others.
Mm-hmm.
And because without understanding that, we're going to keep falling for the same old tricks that tyrants have been using forever and will keep using forever until the people see through the trick and say, we're not going to fall for that anymore.
Right.
And you brought up Ron Paul, and I just happened to watch on YouTube a clip of the recent debate, and you can just see the frothing hatred in the supposedly objective questioners who are supposed to be asking him questions. How dare you bring up things that aren't within the spectrum of ideas that we, the establishment, approve of. And it's just, I don't know, I hope other people, you know, the pro-freedom people can see it, but these ideas are kept from us. And there's one quote from Alan Bloom in my Tyrant book, the most successful tyranny is not the one that uses force to assure uniformity, but the one that removes awareness of other possibilities.
Mm.
And that is what tyrants do. They have a spectrum of debate that you can either have a tyrant with a blue hat or you can have a tyrant with a red hat.
Right.
And if someone comes out and says, I don't want a tyrant, you extremist, hateful, terrorist, blah, 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 blah. They do not want people thinking outside the box.
You can either ask what your country can do for you or you can ask what you can do for your country. Right.
Right. You can't ask that your country leave you the heck alone and take
right.
care of yourself.
Right.
And so it's so sad that what people think constitutes a debate and a discussion in the mainstream is nothing. That's why, you know, shows like yours, that's where people actually bring up ideas and talk about things with mm-hmm. substance. And the mainstream media, you just don't get that. And that's all most of America will ever see.
Right.
And they think, well, if I don't hear it here, it can't possibly be reasonable
right.
or at all rational. You know, here I hear this debate. He says
right.
he should take 60% of my money. He says he should take 70.
Right.
Well, I guess the truth must be somewhere in between. You don't hear anybody
right.
except Ron Paul as a really weird exception
right.
saying maybe you should keep your paycheck.
Right.
And, look how he's treated by both parties, by the mainstream media. Just for
mm-hmm.
suggesting the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you don't do when the tyrants are doing their propaganda is step on the same stage with them and
mm-hmm.
say, you should be free. You don't need
right.
these people to save you from every little thing that goes wrong in your life. Or
right.
even every big thing that goes wrong in your life.
Right.
These people
He's
are
quoted,
not your friends.
Right. He's quoted in the movie America, Freedom to Fascism. Well, he's actually filmed saying that I like the old way when basically you could do what you wanted to do as long as you didn't hurt anybody. What a radical idea.
What an extremist. You should be in prison.
Right, right. Well, Larkin, I hear the music, so I think we're down to the end of the show, but I want to thank you once again for coming on and come back anytime. We've just got a few seconds left, but let me just remind people they can get your book at www.tyrantbook.com. They can also send you a check directly for $16.99, I think I heard, to Larkin Rose, P.O. Box 653, Huntingdon Valley, PA 19006. So we'll look forward to seeing your songs come out, Larkin.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Okay. Folks, we'll be back next week with another show. Take care.
With recent